This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm a different person on social media. I'm like, oh, so good to hear from you, but then I'm going to go hide from me when I see you at Walmart.
9.
If I look bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos, it's because I'm bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos.
Paige.
Crazy is as crazy does. You cannot fix stupid or crazy.
Fat Boy.
I told my son I didn't have the internet when I was growing up. If I wanted to see boobs, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Beg my buddy's sister to flash me.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
I'm going to ask her why she's bugging when she answers the phone.
That's good, too, yeah.
Mary, Mary, why are you bugging? My mom. Hey, baby.
Hello.
Hey, mama.
Hey, baby.
Oh, we got to hear it live.
Yeah, I like it.
Can she hear? Can you hear that, mom? In your ear? You hear that?
Yeah.
That's you.
I know. I've heard it before.
Hey, baby. We have several little sound bites we play of you.
Baby.
Yeah, they're all sweet though. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You know how much I appreciate you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, you hope so. You don't know if you appreciate how much I appreciate you?
You don't show it enough.
Well, I think you do. I mean, I'm sure you don't hate me.
God, no. God, no, Mama.
No.
I took you out to a choice restaurant last night. Although I sat there forever putting that puzzle together, and then you tried to tell everybody you put it together.
Yeah, I know. It took you about 45 minutes.
Real quick with the puzzles.
How many pieces are we talking about?
1,000.
Oh. Gosh.
I'm like Neato with the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
With puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
Mabry put that together.
Get all the edge pieces first.
Today's your birthday, Mom.
Yeah, I know.
27.
27 years young.
All right.
She had me when she was negative 16.
Mm-hmm.
She really did.
When I was what?
Negative 16.
So
I'm 43, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I know how old you are.
She knows.
I know every time I look in the mirror with no top on. This is a scar.
Okay.
The C-section. It's a reminder of me. Right, Mom?
You know how... When you look in the mirror...
No, when you look in the mirror, you're reminded of me.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not. Who are you reminded of? I'm talking about the C-section.
That's one scar I didn't mind.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That was well worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I'm glad you're my mama. I'm glad it's your birthday. I'm glad we had some fun last night.
Yeah.
Although I heard some information that was... Can I be honest and tell you I was shocked?
Well...
I was shocked by your new celebrity crush, the guy with the pretty teeth.
Oh. I just think he's nice.
Nice what?
He's a nice... I think he's nice looking, and he sings good. And
a little singer.
I think he's a nice guy, seems to be roundabout.
He's talking about Post Malone. No. No.
With the nice teeth.
Think about it. Who could this be? He has pretty teeth, and he has a nice behind.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, I know you know, Mama, but I'm trying to get the others here to guess who it is. Country music singer. Nine hates it. Already told you. Paige, you didn't see earlier, though. My mama likes Luke Bryan.
You said country singer.
Now, well, you know, by definition only.
You said country singer. Why you gotta lie?
He's handsome. Luke.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he, Paige?
He is.
Well, I appreciate
I'll give her that.
That.
And I think his attitude and personality make him even better looking.
Yeah, but you were talking about them tight blue jeans last night.
Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Dwight Yoakam in a pair of blue jeans.
No, you should have heard her. She's like, hey, what's that other one's name? You know, Nicole Kidman's husband.
Oh, yeah.
He's cute. Yeah, I liked him, too. I saw him last night on Golden Globes.
Oh, did you watch? Don't tell me I taped it. Don't tell me who won.
Yeah, I think it was kind of an upset what they were expecting.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Look at Mary coming in and doing like entertainment news.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She'll do like my mom. We should set up maybe once every couple weeks Mary's entertainment segment. She'll come in because first thing she gets in the car, Kim Kardashian's pregnant again.
Oh, she's
again?
No.
Is she really?
She's not.
No. Oh.
Well, she's having another baby.
Well, they were talking about her having the fourth, but I'm not sure if it's already if the. Surrogate's already pregnant or not.
Oh, it's a surrogate. Oh.
Be their fourth.
You saw what them first ones did to her butt.
Oh, boy.
The fourth. Well, you seen it. You saw it, too.
We got to get her to watch Bird Box now so she can talk about it.
I've been wanting to watch it, but I just never do.
What's that? There's
me
a
too.
What's that? There's that scary movie, too, you're telling me about.
Ooh.
The scary.
You were telling me about it. No, I wasn't. Somebody told me about it.
It was Aunt Brenda told you about it. It was some haunted house.
It was Jason and Lisa.
Yes. That's right.
It's
my cousin.
Something Hill House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, haunting
of. Yeah, it's a good movie. As long as that damn Blake Shelton ain't in it.
Matthew.
You don't like him. You really don't.
I watch The Voice. I just don't agree with some of his accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he
yes.
done Miranda Lambert wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's talking about his Cadillac.
Oh.
His Cadillac accolade. No, you didn't like the way he did Miranda
yeah.
Lambert.
No, I didn't. But I don't think he's as sexy as a guy alive. You know, he got that, was it last year?
No, that was Idris Elba that got that.
Blake Shelton got it a year before, though.
Did he?
Really
he
did.
Yeah.
That was a shocking upset.
All the men died.
Yeah, everybody else was discounted from voting.
Mama, Bird Box, she takes a blindfold off. She's a man.
Oh, it is not.
You don't know. You ain't seen it. I ain't gave you my password.
Well, she knows better than that.
Yeah, you know better than that.
I've seen the commercial.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I love you. I really do. I know you're... You going to watch The Natty tonight, Mama?
The what?
I knew it. I wrote that down. I was like, look at my notes. Will Mom know what The Natty is? And I said no. I was
Natty.
Right. Yeah, the Natty.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's the national championship in college football.
Oh, no. I probably won't watch it.
I'll buy you lunch today if you can tell me who's playing in it.
Clemson and Alabama.
Look at you.
Uh-oh.
Look at you, Mama. I'll buy you lunch today for your birthday.
All right, bring me Chick-fil-A.
All right, then. Number two, no pickles. All right, I got you.
Just sit up and watch it.
Yeah. Mama, I love you. I really do.
Well, I hope so.
No, I do.
I hope so.
You mean the world to me. I may not always show it as much as I should. Truthfully, I mean that, but I love you with all my heart.
Well, find me somebody to do my yard work.
You got this healthy, strapping young son
I know.
Here.
Nice big boy.
That here's the thing.
Big strong man sitting in here.
Lost a lot of weight.
My mama got screwed over. You don't say it, Mama, I will. My mama got screwed over by her lawn maintenance person. So she needs
don't
some.
Go into no
I'm not going into any details.
Uh-oh.
He told my mama, you go out with me on a date or I'm not cutting your grass anymore.
No,
he didn't say that. But, yeah, inquire within for that. Well, Mama, I love you so much. We'll find somebody to cut that grass.
I'll do it for Chick-fil-A.
I'd lose money on that. He didn't say how much Chick-fil-A, Mama.
Be a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the 12 nugget and the 4 strip and
Jeez
the sandwich.
Louise, that's too much.
I knew my leaves got up bad.
Yeah. Well, I got you a blower for your birthday.
Come on. Your yard.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, Paige? If I could drive, I would. Thank you.
Can we burn them? I'll rake them if we can burn them.
Yeah.
You what?
We burn the leaves. Can we rake them up and burn them? That's fun.
They'll pick them up on the side of the road. You don't have to bag them or anything.
Oh, you just make good. A big pile over there.
I want to burn something.
All right. Well, Mom, have a great day. I'll be seeing you here after lunch.
No, before lunch. You bring in lunch.
Oh! Oh, it's already been brought in. Right, Mom?
It's what?
I don't know. Listen, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Count that money right at church today now, right?
That was last week.
Okay.
Let's do some birthday shots.
Insulin shots, maybe. Right, Mom? Yeah.
I don't take insulin.
I know. That's the misconception. All diabetics do not take insulin, right? Just the hardcores. That's right. All right. I love you, Mama. I'll talk to you here soon, okay?
All right. Love you.
I love you. We don't love Blake Shelton, though.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I like him. I like watching The Voice.
Yeah. All right.
I don't agree with his title one.
Yeah. I've been threatened with, if I don't get married, Kelly Clarkson tickets, that I'm going to be banished from the family.
You should be.
She loves Kelly
Clarkson.
Yeah,
I'd like to go see her.
Well, I'll talk to Roy Hummers for you.
We guessed wrong on The Crush. We thought it was going to be Aquaman.
Yeah, I thought it would be Jason Momoa.
Do you know him, Mama, Aquaman?
I've seen on the commercials who is he's married to, that girl that was on Bill Cosby's show.
Uh-huh. Yes.
A lot of armpit hair.
Yes. Do you know Jason Momoa? Momoa.
No, I meant her name. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah. Paige went to brunch yesterday because she thought it said bottomless Momoa.
Yeah.
Not mimosas, Mama. She was really into that. All right. I love you. I'll see you here shortly, okay?
All right. Love you.
Right, happy birthday.
Hey, baby.
Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Hey, baby.
Bye, baby. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3
The Planet. Hey, yo. Hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you much, Matthew. Thank you for the introduction.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
Appreciate you. We'll go ahead and jump right into this. I have four fun things to get to. First is a gentleman who is a hero to many, a villain to others, but he released his first new song in 11 years. Any guesses? Legendary rock star.
In 11 years.
Yeah, hasn't put out a song in 11 years. Been working on an album for, he worked on an album for about 20 years.
I think I know what this is.
You got it? You know? You can guess. I don't care.
Maynard?
No. You got an album coming out soon, though.
I was thinking Rex Maynard.
No. Rex Manning.
We don't have 30 minutes for a segment, so it's not him.
Who was it?
Axl!
Axl Rose.
W. Axl Rose.
W. Axl. Waxel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His new song is called Rock the Rock. It's for an episode of Looney Tunes. And it has a cartoon video featuring Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig playing guitars. You want to hear it?
I think so.
Yeah. It's for an episode of New Looney Tunes, which airs on the Boomerang Network. Apparently, he really likes cartoons.
It's time to rock the rock.
Turn it up, make it loud, get your guitar ready. Drums, amplifiers, we're a sonic demolition team. You gotta rock the rock, on and on, rock the rock, with a stone crunching sound. Rock the rock, hammer and grind, rock the rock, it's gravel making time.
Not talking about Dwayne Johnson here, are we?
I don't think so. You can tell he's been singing for AC/DC, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, what did he say right here? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got
a bunch of noises.
Put it through the AC/DC filter, and then you'll understand what he said. It sounds like AC/DC.
Yeah, Highway to Hell.
I mean, he sounds like Brian Johnson or somebody.
Man.
What do you think?
I mean,
Matt?
I just feel bad that that's like what he's doing now. I
feel bad for kids who watch Looney Tunes. Like, what in the hell is who's this guy? They don't know. I mean, the little kids know Axl Rose if they're watching Looney Tunes? That's something for the, like, their grandparents at this point, right?
Yeah. Boy, they're going to look back. I feel like Slash and Axl both are going to look back and say, God, the what ifs. You know?
Maybe, yeah.
I think so.
They very well may.
Duff. Old Duff McKagan.
Yeah.
Is he? The others? Is he Stradlin?
Buckethead.
I don't know. Can't see from here.
The Buckethead kind of counts, I guess, partially for their in the Chinese democracy era.
Yeah, not really. The guy wore a chicken bucket on his head. His name did. Last name wasn't Ellenberg. It doesn't make any sense.
First name was Head. First name of Bucket.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Buckethead.
Oh, boy.
I still haven't gone to see the Mew, but I want to.
I saw
Mew. The Mew.
Yeah. I drank several this week.
Mew.
Fat Boy, did you enjoy it? You said it was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. That's not a glowing review.
That's something you can wait on.
Okay. Well, then I will.
Clint Eastwood has drugs up his butt.
No, in his truck.
Oh. But
close.
I thought you said in his trunk.
His truck's butt.
It would have been more entertaining if he was, you know, up there.
If he's one of those Mews.
Like it's an old episode of Chaparral or whatever.
So, Fat Boy, you can validate this. He sings in the new movie, The Mew?
I don't remember it.
Clint Eastwood sings?
Yeah, he sings in it, but he's done a bunch of singing in his career.
Oh, yeah, like when he's driving along.
Yeah.
He's singing to the radio.
Yeah. Mm. He did singing on Rawhide when he was on Rawhide back in the day. He did singing in Paint Your Wagon when he was in Paint Your Wagon a long time ago, and he sang some in Gran Torino. Luckily, someone has made a compilation of Clint Eastwood singing. So let's check out Clint's vocals.
Waiting for me, I talk to the trees.
Young Clint.
But they don't listen to me. So tenderly, your story is nothing more.
That's Robert Martin.
Than what you see, or what you've done, or will become. Standing strong, do you belong? In your skin.
Sounds like Fozzie Bear.
Just wondering. Gentle now.
Hi, this is Dan Abrams. Welcome to Live PD.
Oh my goodness.
This is not good. Oh. He's never won a Tony, has he?
No.
He sings Willie Nelson in the movie.
Which song?
He sings On the Road Again and some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You sure that wasn't Axl Rose when you played him the opposite?
No, it's in the right order. I remember.
It's odd to see him on TV because I watch Rawhide sometimes.
You do see still?
You count cattle, anything. You don't fall asleep.
Is there anything you don't watch?
No.
I watched Rifleman, too.
You just watch TV nonstop.
Yeah. Well, hell, I pay so much for the channels.
You're taking this grandpa thing too seriously if you sit around watching episodes of Gunsmoke.
I can't get into that
one. You like Bonanza as well?
Oh, yeah.
You take your shoes off and put them by the fireplace when you come in?
No, my neighbors do. They take leave them outside.
Fat Boy was really upset the first time he watched F Troop. It was not what he was expecting.
Half of him really hates the fireplace.
It's hard to... I prefer Bonanza with Adam.
You hear my stomach?
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Right. Not really, but yeah, it was good audio to listen
it
to.
It isn't good, but it's good to know. It's good to hear it.
I heard a little rumor that Paige actually sings in the movie that she's in.
Really?
Not very well, but I do.
Oh!
Why was that not mentioned? That somebody told me that over the weekend, and I was like, yeah, whatever. Really? Mm-hmm.
I think she said she gets nailed in the movie, too.
No. Yeah.
Naked, too. No.
Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah.
Singing naked.
I was during the Christmas cantata.
I heard there's a full frontal scene of Jeff, though, but not you.
Both of us.
All together at the same time. Okay.
It's a surprise ending.
It's going to be like Buffalo Bill.
Jumping rope with Hooters out.
You know it.
That was so good.
Best diary entry ever. Last night was the Golden Globes. I did not watch a moment of it. Matt, did you?
My mama did. She gave us she said it was a big spoiler. A big shocking moment.
Fat Boy watched it. I guess they're talking about Best Motion Picture going to
Blindside.
Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, that was the other surprise that, you know, Rami Malek won Best Actor.
Yeah, who was
Bradley Cooper should have won it.
Bradley Cooper should have won it for A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
It was great.
I never saw that.
But with those award shows, if you play somebody else well, you always going to win that.
Oh, and if they got AIDS, too, you're a shoe-in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Milk.
Yeah. Yeah. If you play a real person who dies of a disease, then you're going to win unless you're Jim Carrey, and then you won't get sniffed
So is that why Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't win?
Mm-hmm.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
That's got to be really odd to still be alive, and they've made a movie about your life, and it's like, God, they're just saying you should be dead already.
Oh,
yeah. You want to go see a movie right. about yourself while you're alive? No, hell no.
Yeah.
No, what, no way. That's why we'll never get an Elvis movie as long as Priscilla's alive.
Yeah.
Think about it. We have not had an Elvis movie.
It'll have to be like...
They had a La Bamba movie. Hey, they had an Elvis movie.
And what sucks is the windows closing on an Elvis movie to really be a huge thing.
Yeah. If the baby boomers are gone, the dollars die with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those dollars are gone then. Anyway.
You're going to go see a Zayn Malik movie before you go see this.
Oh, no.
It was the last night at the Golden Globes. Jeff Bridges won the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. And he's become the dude. In his life, he is now the dude. That was not acting. That was Jeff Bridges as Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski. He is the dude. Or he was. Just, I mean, you know, like middle-aged dudes now have discovered vape pens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he certainly has. Here you go.
We all have been tagged, right? We're all alive right here, right now. This is happening. We're alive, man. We're alive. We can make a difference. We can turn this ship in the way we want to go.
Ship.
Man.
Yeah. With a P.
Boat. Towards love, creating a healthy planet for all of us.
Where's Donnie?
That's the dude. Is it not the dude?
It is.
He's
become his character.
I love it.
I think he's funny.
I love the dude.
What do you think about his singing when he sings?
He's pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard him, I was like, man. You could maybe fall back on this.
When he sang in Crazy Heart, he was good.
Yeah, that's a sad movie.
A movie that was supposed to be a made-for-TV movie for CMT, and it won Oscars.
God. Oh, yeah. That was their Pure Country 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pure Country 2 was their Pure Country 2.
Oh, my God, man.
That was a show Flicka every day.
I was reading over the weekend, true story, that the writers of Space Jam had wrote a sequel called Skate Jam starring Tony Hawk, and he turned it down.
Yeah,
Did you see that?
That almost happened, but he said no
Skate
way.
Skate Jam.
He's smart.
Oh, man.
He didn't want to skate with Looney Tunes, because Looney Tunes will kill your acting career.
Yeah, good for you, Hawk.
Anybody who's, Looney Tunes not as bad, but man, if you do a movie with the Muppets, your career is dead.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Think about people who've done movies with the Muppets and where they are now. They don't do any more work.
Jack Black. Yeah. Wasn't he in the Muppets movie?
Maybe one of the recent ones. I mean, he still has his thing.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, he was on Carbonaro.
But man, if not for 8-year-olds, he wouldn't have a career anymore either.
Yeah, that's true. That School of Rock fan, he really just... I bet you, looking back, he would have not done that movie now. It took away all his good gumption or whatever.
If he didn't do that, he wouldn't have a career now. Well, it's just, he's making mad bank off of kids.
He played a hermaphrodite in Jumanji.
Yeah.
True story.
That's funny.
Look it up.
He was, I'm sure Fatboy probably watched that movie, Bernie, where he played the funeral director, the mortician guy in Texas.
I don't think I saw that one.
That was a good little funny dark movie he was in. It's always streaming on all the streaming services if you want to watch. It's called Bernie. It's based on a true story. Really weird true story. That's a good Jack Black movie from a few years back.
That doesn't exist. But...
isn't for children.
Okay, I don't know that one. If it's about Bernie Sanders, I'd check it out.
No.
More he's going to be president.
More entertaining, Bernie.
Killery.
Yeah. I have one more clip for you. This one comes to us from Kentucky. And the local news.
Okay.
This is about a pig who has lost or was born without the use of his rear legs. So he has wheels. He's kind of on a cart for his back end.
I've seen him.
Yeah. You've seen him?
Yeah.
You know his name?
No, I don't know his name, but I've seen
him.
The pig's name?
Yeah.
Porky.
No. His name is Chris P. Bacon.
Oh, no.
First name of Chris, middle initial P, last name Bacon.
Should have named him Steve Harvey Bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
And the news anchor can't handle it, man.
Now to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems.
Hold on 1 second. Pause it.
Chris?
It's only coming out of one headphone of mine.
Yeah, it's only. Why is it only in one channel?
I unplugged and plugged back. You hear in both sides?
It's showing up as stereo.
It's only in one channel for some reason. That's weird. Yeah,
see if we can readjust this. I want to hear about Chris P. Bacon.
Yeah, because there's some dude out there with like a blown right speaker in his truck. Man, I hear nothing. He's dead.
I want to hear about Christopher P. Bacon.
I don't hear nothing.
P stands for pork.
See if it lines up real quick.
Now to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Chris P. Bacon was born without the use of his... My king. You have to read this story.
Why?
We cannot. Oh my god.
It's not that funny.
I think it is. Look at the video on Jimmy's screen. When you see this pig that's in a wheelchair, essentially, it's kind of a funny thing. Because it's more without the use of it. But the legs are still there, but they're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a custom-made pig wheelchair.
What happens to your throat or your esophagus to cause the what happens? I never laugh with the that oh, guy no. did.
It's kind of girly.
He gets that Muttley laugh going like he smoked or something.
Chris P. Bacon.
It's cute.
God bless.
This is a cute pig.
This is my dear, old Vinny. Vinny San.
Yeah, Vinny San.
Vinny San.
Somebody ripped his legs off and had a snack.
Oh, that's yeah, so, look at Chris.
This is cute, though.
Vinny San.
He's adorable.
We'll link that video around on the
That's
Facebook.
Some ground pork.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can see that, and you can see the guy laughing his ass off hysterically at Chris
really
P. Bacon.
Is. God bless. Oh, Chris boy. P. Bacon.
That's a star. The newsman, the pig kind of, but the newsman just owned it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was good.
That's all I got for you this morning. I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
So we thought, well, you know what? Let's bring back a bit that we haven't checked out in quite some time, talking about Paige's Diary.
Oh, yay.
That's where we each read a passage of Paige's Diary.
Yes.
That we really wrote ourselves. But we pretend, though, that we are Paige.
Okay.
Reading her diary.
Well, make me laugh.
Do you go back and read your own diary, Paige?
Years later, I have.
You do.
Just to see what was happening at that time.
My diary is Snapchat, and I look at the memories from the year before.
Uh-oh.
That's my diary.
It's terrible.
Addo Matthew. This is not about me. This is about you. Fat boy, you want to grab the reins right now?
Sure.
Talk about Roman Reigns.
Let me take the lead.
Yeah, but remember, you have to do it as Paige. So.
Oh, I got to get in the voice.
You got to get in the voice.
No.
Dear diary. Boy, if I could get a redo on this weekend, you better believe I'd take it. First off, it started Friday. I drove my convertible to work, and the morning was fine, but when I came out after my 2 p.m. shift, I noticed something was amiss. Somebody cut a huge hole in the cover of my convertible, and it's the rag top. When I got in, it smelled so bad. There wasn't a fish or anything in there, and it wasn't a prank like that, but something definitely died in there. It was hot, too, like I just walked into the lobby of hell. I think it was a fart. I passed out and puked at the same time. But then when I caught who did it, I saw him pulling up his pants as he was running away from the scene. Gross much? I'll get him on Monday. After that, I decided that a trip to the mountains was much needed. So I invited the girls up there and I packed up the dogs and away we went. We get there and everybody is drinking well into Saturday morning. And when we wake up, we are all topless. Somebody not named decided to tie all of our bras together, and we jump rope with our hooters loose. And it never felt better. But untying the bras wasn't the big problem. My puppy, Eva Sophia, got into the tequila, and she had the worst doggeria ever.
Eva and the tequila with the diarrhea.
Oh, my poor baby.
Wait, clue.
I couldn't give her any relief until I had the greatest idea. I put her in a little doggy life vest and put a hook on it. I tied the hook to my convertible somebody farted in from previously. And I told her to hang on as I hit the gas. We took off and I was dragging her all the way across the grass. She felt so much better and didn't itch anymore because basically I wiped my dog's ass in my front yard. Her little butt was smoking so bad I chucked her in the lake. and cool her little doggy biscuits off. And when I pulled her out, she had so many scabs on her doggy butt. It looked like she sat bare ass in a pan of fried bacon. Anyway, back to work Monday, hoping the next week will be better than this one. Ta-ta, P.
God bless
America.
I think
America. You know you've got it figured out. What are we doing up there?
Well, double dutching.
Oh, my God. What was that line again? We were jump roping.
Jump roping with our hooters loose. Oh, you've seen her friends, too.
God bless. Man.
It's like the dream team of knockers.
they're not ugly.
All right.
Oh my,
that was a good entry, Paige. I enjoyed that.
That was good.
Did.
Let me pick one at random out of this book.
Please, by all means.
Let's go to, I'll stop on this day. Get my glasses. Oh, I can't see anything without my glasses. Dear diary, I have 5 words for you. I am so busy. Being sick really throws a pair of pliers into my life. I missed the radio station's Christmas party, holiday party, because Jared, my stepson, was sick. Oh, no. I think I told some people that I was the one who was truly sick. And I was. Like, OMG, I need to get off this toilet sometime today. I have to go shoot some B-roll for the film. I'm not sure what happened. My acting friend Cherie said it's probably that I'm just a little nervous goosey. But the truth is, it's probably 60% that, 40% that I ate that raw foie gras last night.
No!
Downtown Greenville.
Ew.
With Jay Timmy. Either way, this is the best life that I'm living, and this is the life that will make me the next Julia Robertson, or that crazy rich Asian girl, Deer Park, or whatever her name is. When I signed Mattman 9 and Fat Boy's Christmas cards, they said they couldn't read my handwriting. So I've started work on signing autographs, because as of right now, their Christmas cards look like it said, Bushwashy, Plage.
Exactly.
I have to protect the Page brand, right? I'm the CEO of the Page brand. I'm a boss bitch. I'm a girl boss. I run this empire and my mountain home. But now, I must go, diary. I'm starting to really stink in here and my legs are falling asleep. Good night, diary. Love, Pledge.
Pledge.
Nice. What did she eat with Gay Timmy?
Raw foie gras.
I never heard of it.
Yes, raw foie gras. You should try it.
No.
I mean, we got 365 days of entries here.
Some days probably have more than one.
It's
true.
Great.
I'll hand it to you, Jimmy.
Okay, thank you.
Flip through, pick one out at random.
Let's see.
This is Paige's diary we're reading from. Is that it?
Foie gras.
Rolf Wawa.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do this entry from January 3rd. Dear diary. Hello, it's me, Paige. I'm so tired and so busy.
So busy.
But it's a new year and it's full of excitement. I'm making a movie. I'm so inspired by some of the great actresses of our time. Dolly Parton. Vanna White, Mary-Kate Olsen, but not her less talented sister, Linda Lovelace. Been watching a lot of their work, studying their method. I'm so confident I will knock this role out of the park. Life is pretty good right now. Doesn't matter how bad a day I've had or what's going on in my life. If I spend all day on set shooting Jeff and Joan, if I have a flat tire, if I have 4 flat tires, if anything or everything goes wrong, it's so nice to know I can come home, cuddle up on the couch with my sweet whiskey, and watch all my cares and all my worries just slip away. I do love my whiskey.
Nothing warms my heart like my sweet, sweet whiskey. I even named my dog after it. Sometimes I think whiskey is kind of a generic name, but who wants to stand on the back porch yelling, Dickle! Come here, Dickle! Where's my Dickle? That's a good Dickle! At 5 o'clock in the morning.
No way.
Oh, well, I guess I'll talk.
That's so loud.
He blacked out at the end of her diary. Yeah.
Dickle.
I did. Good Dickle. Good boy. Good Dickle.
For the record, I didn't name whiskey.
Hedge would have named him Cavassier. We all know that.
Well.
Fogwa. Paige's diary. That was wonderful. I loved it. I must say that I enjoyed Fatboy's entry.
that
was a highlight of a day for you, Paige.
I'd like you found the good one.
Jump roping with a chain of bras. I can't top that ever.
So maybe every,
you wrote it.
Maybe, no, I can't. That was the best
maybe day. Maybe every other week while you're busy with this the shooting of the. This is the way we follow you on your journey, Paige. Through your Instagram page and also through Paige's diary, which we'll do every other week or so.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.